Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
I never remember how to start.
Oh, you see, they're absolutely unprofessional right from the beginning there, Stephen. This is why we'll never have a number one podcast. We can't coordinate ourselves. Oh, now he's gone off. He's gone off. Oh, no. Stephen's just in the dark. I can see his lips moving, but nobody's home. Nobody's home.
You hear me now?
I can hear you now, Stephen.
I mean, I don't know how long this will last. Let's see what happens. Can
yes.
You hear me?
I mean, how many of these episodes?
I can't hear you now. Hold on. Now I have to press something else.
Oh,
we
dear
should keep this
Lordy
in for Joey. Hello.
Hello.
I know. It doesn't sound like that. Something's gone on. I don't have a spare cable. Wait, what's this? Maybe I do have a spare cable. Does that begin to?
Can you gaffer it in? Hello. This is Let's Talk About the Husband. I'm Zoe Lyons.
And I'm Stephen Bailey. And this is a podcast where we take a cultural look at all things pop culture. Or something about that, yeah?
Yeah, something like that. We've had a little bit of a staggered start to the show this week, haven't we, Stephen? Do you want to explain to our dear listener what's occurring?
It's very, very stressful.
Yeah.
Technology never works. Zoe couldn't find a hotspot. And from I'm told, they're always in the same place. But what do I know?
No, I have two hotspots and neither of them were working today.
You have two?
I've got two hotspots, mate. Two hotspots. That's standard issue for any sort of Brighton.
Could Cindy not get it going?
Cindy couldn't find the hotspot. I couldn't find the hotspot. Apparently my IP address has disappeared. I don't even know what that means. I've got two plugs that plug into the hall that sort of whip the internet around the house. And you know when you think, well, I'll just turn it off and on again. So I did that. That didn't work.
No, it never does.
So then I had a little cry and that didn't work, surprisingly. And then I stuck a pin in it.
Stuck a pin in what?
In my hotspot. And that didn't work.
Did it not even hurt?
Not even, I didn't really feel it. It's got a little reset pin insert, and I thought, well, I'll stick a pin in that and see what happens. Count it to 10, because I think that's standard, isn't it? That's what
you
do.
Yeah.
If you stick a pin in anything, you count to 10.
When you count to 10, do you Mississippi, or do you just go 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10?
Oh, I didn't Mississippi.
No, I can never be bothered Mississippiing.
No, I go 1, 2,
oh,
three.
No.
Like a steady, like I think I'm fairly accurate.
I don't have time for that. I'm very much 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
No, that wouldn't work. Anyway, my staggered 10-second count didn't work either, so now I've relocated somewhere else.
So you had that issue, and then I come in, and my strong microphone, which is, I don't know why this isn't working. I don't know why. This is the thing. Size doesn't matter because I've got a nice, long, girthy microphone, but it doesn't work.
No. I was admiring the girth of your phone. That's, I mean, mine is quite a lot bigger, but yeah.
Of course you have a bigger one than me.
Yeah, I think you've been wiggling your wire too much and that's why it's not connecting.
Do you think that's it? Because it's there, but I mean, we tried, it was on and off, and it's the one I use for everything. I use it for you. I use it for Firmacam, first time mum. Do you know what's really annoying about it, though, is...
I love the way you've name-dropped your work schedule into your microphone.
What do you mean? Firmacam, first-time mum, now available on catch-up on the ITV Hub.
God, Stephen, that's pathetic.
Well, this is where we get anywhere in this business. And so, anyway, I did that. And then, do you know what's really annoying? I invested in a home voiceover studio...
What does that entail?
For shit like this. It's like a big thing that sits in front of your face and like a thing that sits around you that keeps wind out or something. And there's like a stand and a audio, Paul, our producer, will know, an audio influencer or interface or something.
I'm pretty sure it's not an audio.
It's definitely an interface.
Yeah, it's an interface.
But then every time I need to use it to do a voiceover or a podcast, I'm never at home and it's not transportable. So I come around my little one that looks like a little dick and it never works.
Never works.
No. I miss studios, but they're costly.
They are costly. So, see, in my household, right, if something like this happens, what I tend to do is ignore it and then hope that my wife will sort it out. Mm. Who sorts out the IT in your household? Is it you or is it Rich?
Neither of us, because we're both... The thing is like, I don't know what to do, so I panic, flail my arms, be like, why does nothing work? Oh, my God, my life's a disaster.
Yeah.
Blah, 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 blah. Rich, on the other hand, hates to not be able to fix something and then get stroppy when he can't fix something. Does that make sense?
Yes.
He broke some of my shelves because he was building them and I was like, I think you're building them wrong. And then once he nearly completed it and I built it wrong, he just like smashed them down. You don't think he has that in him, you know?
Wow. Okay. I mean, I'm interested because obviously this week's episode of Let's Talk About the Husband has a subject very close to home, I think we can say, can't we?
Very close to home. Are you talking about BBC One's primetime show Unbreakable?
I am talking about BBC Primetime's prime show Unbreakable. Yes.
You need to get better at selling.
Sorry.
Okay, upsell. Also, can I just say, before we do crack on with a new episode, I need to take us back to last week and the gravy debate.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the gravy debate?
Yeah, the gravy debate where you have gravy is very much, it has a stipulated place on the plate. And
where you put it in the hollow, I believe, of your Yorkshire pudding, whereas I like everything on the plate to enjoy the gravy.
Yeah.
Well, I've had many DMs. I don't know if you've had any. I've had a lot of DMs calling you a sick bitch.
Really?
Not quite like that. I'm summarising. But everyone is on my side.
I don't think everyone.
No one was like, you dip your carrot into your Yorkshire pudding paddling pool.
Hang on. I'm going to call in an independent adjudicator here.
Please.
First time on the podcast.
Is it Cindy?
It's Cindy, and she's in the corner, and I'm going to ask her a very important question. Cindy, for the state of the nation,
she already sounds mad that she's on this.
will you solve an argument for us? When you have a roast dinner, do you put your gravy over everything, or do you put it inside your Yorkshire pudding to create a lake of gravy that you can dip things in?
Put it in the Yorkshire pudding, but not because I can dip things in. I also put it on my potatoes.
Okay, Cindy split. So you put it both in your Yorkshire pudding and over your potatoes.
Yes,
oh, Christ. Okay, well, we'll talk about this later.
Cindy sounds really angry that you even invaded her day to ask that.
Well, it's important. It's important to know.
I agree. Yeah. And I'm glad that you're wrong.
Semi-wrong. Let's get back to this. BBC primetime hit show, Unbreakable. Well, now, it was only a matter of time before you and I, doing a podcast about reality TV, actually life started to imitate art, and you have become a star of a reality TV show. That's amazing. Now,
I'm not going to lie. We all thought it was going to be Strictly.
We did all think it was going to be Strictly. We hoped it would be Strictly.
We hoped and hoped and hoped.
I was desperate to see your glitter balls on television, but that hasn't happened.
Oh, my God,
yet.
Next year. It'll have to happen next year. Oh. Then I can buy a new microphone.
Yeah.
Did you watch it? I did watch it. What did you think? Give me a headline.
Right, okay. I thought you were an absolute star. I thought you and Rich came across absolutely beautifully.
Oh.
Really sweet. Bearing in mind, you know, neither of our other halves are showbiz.
No.
No disrespect, Cindy, but you're not showbiz, are you? Very much not showbiz.
Not interested. Doesn't need it. That's the other thing. They don't need it. That is the other thing. Rich was really like...
They're complete Rich was human
in
beings
between
already.
Jobs. Yeah. Like, he'd left his job and he was on the hunt for another one. And the offer came in and he was like, yeah, may as well.
Yeah.
May as well.
Yeah, I think he did really well. So, for the listeners who don't know what the show is, I can't believe they haven't watched it. Give us a little synopsis of what the show is.
So, it's supposed to be six celebs and their partners move into a house and they explore their relationship through a series of mental, physical and emotional challenges.
Lovely. Beautiful. And your first challenge was to get across a stretch of water using two planks.
I'm not going to lie. When I watched it back, I was like, Stephen, you're such a fucking pussy. Like, why are you making it look so traumatising?
You but made it look time, very hard.
I was like, I'm scared I'm going to fall in.
Yeah. Yeah, and you were wearing a nice outfit, so it would have ruined it.
Oh, my God. I looked like a fucking Teletubby in a wetsuit.
Did you come last?
No, we came second to last. Oh, Denise came last.
That's right. Denise came last. Denise came last. you just pipped ahead of the loose woman. Yeah. Well done.
I can't believe it. Also, though, what they didn't show.
Okay.
This is where this is going to get good behind the scenes, baby. Was the reason we were second class and so slow is because when Denise fell in the water and Lincoln only saved her shoe, and Lincoln is terrified of water, so he didn't let David Hasselhoff in and save her. He just let her float around a lake.
Right.
I got the fits of giggles.
Yeah.
And we could not progress because I was crying with laughter. And Rich was like, and I was like, let's keep going. And Rich was like, no, because you're laughing too much. And if we fall in, we have to start again. And I was like, well, if I fall again, I know I'm going to have a strop and I just won't do it.
Yeah. Second to last. Well done, mate. Well done. Yeah. So did you get on with your fellow couples?
Yeah, we really did, actually. Because
yeah.
I think the thing is, me and Rich are fairly nice boys, and actually the whole cast was really nice, which is so not very juicy, is it? But we really did get on. I was thinking those environments, though. Like, you move into an house, you're having dinner, you're not... Of course you're going to get on. And we're with people like Simon Weston, who is a war hero.
Yes.
You'd have to be an absolute lunatic to not get on with him. And Sinead Reed, an Olympian.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like,
she's quite competitive, isn't she?
Very competitive.
Yes.
Very, very competitive. But you know the gays, we love a good lesbian. And then Denise Welch. Well, yeah. I knew Denise anyway, so that was easy. Charlie Mullins did not know.
But he's fascinating. His hair and teeth are fascinating.
He is so rich, I can't even tell you.
Well, he sold Pimlico Plumbing, didn't he? Which was a massive plumbing company for millions of pounds.
And his girlfriend, Rara, is so funny.
Yeah.
Like, she's just got that dirty laugh that was so infectious. I keep expecting to see, like, one of those scenes where it's Rara laughing and me laughing at her laugh that makes her laugh more, that makes me laugh more, because that happened.
Okay. Did you all have to eat together?
I mean, we didn't have to, but we did.
Okay.
They had, like, this little orangery. Yeah. You know what an orangery is?
It's where you grow oranges.
I never heard of one before.
It's where you grow your oranges?
Oh. Well, they weren't growing oranges in there. It was like our little canteen.
Is it like a conservatory?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, most
so we went and ate
most people wouldn't call it an orangery these days.
No, that's what it was called on locale.
Yeah.
And, so we'd all sit and eat together. I mean, the behind-the-scenes story is I saw Denise Welch on that show more than I saw Rich, because Denise is a fan of, and we're going to get her on this podcast, she is a fan of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills.
Okay.
And what was airing while we were away? The new season. So I'd go and get in Denise's bed, kick her husband Lincoln out, snuggle under the duvet, and we would sit and watch it. And honestly, by the end of it, because I kept going, I've come here to lose weight and I feel like I'm putting weight on. And then we watched an episode of, and we'd be like, oh, we've had six whispers between us.
Oh my God. So was there quite a lot of downtime then in between filming?
Yeah, there was really. It's kind of really, we, on the whole, we had our evenings to ourselves, really, but we couldn't leave because there was still COVID protocols.
Okay. And where were you? Because it seemed like a beautiful big house.
Oh, yeah. We were in Uggbrook House, which is in Cornwall, I believe. But it was absolutely stunning. Like, yeah. It, sometimes it was annoying we had to do a show because it was just such a great location. We're having such a great time. And then they'd be like, come on, there's a bungee jump. And you're like, oh.
Now, talk me through the bungee jump because I was really confused as to what this task was. So you had to learn the lines of a song.
Oh, my God. This is the thing. Right. The Guardian has come after this show because the task, because they're like, is it a show about relationships or is it a celebrity challenge show?
Well, I couldn't work out what the task was. You had to sing the song on the top of a cherry picker, 140 foot high. Yeah. You had to learn the lyrics. What was your song?
Rick Astley, Never Gonna Give You Up.
Oh, brilliant.
But it's like, never gonna give if you up, never gonna let you down, bad. Apart from when I frill you out of a frigging cherry picker. But what I like is because me and Teddy Edwards, who goes out with Sinead, are absolutely terrified of heights.
Right.
Like, terrified. I'm not going to lie. I've just been up to the loft to get a suitcase down that I need. And I was like, I looked down before I got on the ladder to come down. And I had to sit up there for 5 minutes.
What, just to sort of get the nerve up to get down your ladder again?
To talk myself down the loft. That's how bad I am.
Right. I mean, I'm not brilliant with heights, but I can get out of a loft.
No, I really panicked. I was on a flight to Dublin a few weeks ago, and I was convinced the plane was going down because I thought the flight, they said the flight was 55 minutes, and we started to descend after 30 minutes, and I thought, this is it, we're going to die. And I wound up about 15 people on the plane around me, where it was like that episode of Friends, you know, where Rachel's like, oh, my friend Rangel was like, it's missing a phalange. And so everyone was like, this plane is missing a phalange. And they all get off the plane. I was that by accident.
But you know, it has to start its descent before it doesn't just land like a helicopter.
Well, I didn't know that. And also, it was very panicked. And also, the announcement was, can everyone get back to your seats right now? No toilet breaks. And can you get everything off the floor? I thought, this is it. When have you ever heard that on a flight before? We're going to die.
Get everything off the floor.
Yeah. Doesn't that sound like you're going to do a crash landing? This woman next to me was very kind to me because I was not.
Did you grip her wrist like a sort of damsel?
The only thing that kept me going, the man that plays Peter Barlow in Coronation Street was also on the flight. And I was like, he's not dying in a plane crash. So I think we'll be all right.
Yeah, but the worst thing about that was if he had died in the plane crash, he'd have got a mention in the newspaper and you wouldn't.
Oh, no.
Yeah, because
I did say, because it was the first flight I'd taken since Unbreakable, I did say to my mum, if it goes down, still let them air the show.
That's very big of you.
Yeah.
That's why you are a star.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was on a plane once going from London to Glasgow, and before we took off, the pilot came over the tannoy and said, hello, ladies and gentlemen. Just to let you know, we've overfueled this flight by accident. We've got two options. We can either defuel some of the fuel, or we can fly fast and low to Scotland.
What happened?
Well, first of all, Stephen, don't ask a plane load of passengers which option they want, because we're clearly not qualified. I mean, this was a decision he should be making. So, and then my brain's going, how fast and how low?
I couldn't be on that, me. No. Was there an option to remove yourself from the flight?
There wasn't a third option. In my mind, I imagined us flying just like over the tops of houses, like that fast and that low.
Oh, my God. Have you ever been caught in a wind tunnel? This is what it does. It's when you're in a plane, it's not in life, and it pushes the plane down and back.
No.
Yeah, I got caught in a wind tunnel on the way home from Ibiza, and even the air stewardesses went, oh my fucking God, like that. Yeah. And I went, this is it. This is it. And I thought, this is my last meal is going to be an act to be a yogurt pot. This is what my last meal is going to have been. And then somehow we survived and the flight was fine. I spent £35 on that trolley when it came past because I was like, give us everything. So if it comes down, I'm not dying on an empty stomach. Do you know what I mean?
I was in an aborted landing just recently. Yeah.
Disgust.
Flying into Edinburgh. Again, it's always Scotland where it just
wants to get
there.
What's an aborted landing?
Oh, are you coming in to land? Everything suggests you are going to land. You can feel the landing gear has gone down and ground is coming up on you rather rapidly. And then all of a sudden, the pilot changes his mind and you rocket back up in the air.
Nah, nah, nah. Do you know what annoys me about it as well? Why don't they tell us? Why don't they keep us informed? Because, of course, you feel like you're going to be doomed. Like, just be like, guys, can't land quite now. I'm going to have to take us back up and circle, but we're all right. Well, say that to me.
They do say that, but they don't say it at the time because that would be a little bit alarming as well, I think. If you could actually hear the pilot going,
So why did that happen?
There was something on the runway. As we still approached, there was a plane still on the runway.
Oh my god!
I remember once landing in Dublin in a storm, and the pilot came over the tannoy and said, "Hello there, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to be landing in Dublin in a minute, and as you can tell, it's quite windy. So what I'm going to try and do is land between the gusts," which I thought broke science.
I don't like anything about this story.
No, I mean, how do you land between a gust?
I honestly think I need to get hypnotised about this at this point. Do you believe in hypnotisation?
He wasn't successful in landing between the gusts. Can I just finish that one? We ended up in Shannon. We ended up in the other side of the country.
What?
Yeah.
Because it blew you?
No, we just couldn't land and we had to fly somewhere else. And then we ended up on the other side of the country.
And you still like flying?
I don't mind flying. I don't
mind.
This
is why the only place I go on holiday is to France, because you can get the Eurostar.
Is Rich a good flyer?
Yeah, Rich is fine. Nothing bothers Rich. It's ridiculous. Rich, we're not airing until Monday, are we?
I don't know.
We're not airing this. Paul, are we airing this week?
It's absolutely. I was going to turn it around pretty quickly.
Yeah, let's get it out there. Yeah. Come on,
okay,
then, tell me the story.
I can't.
Why can't you tell me the story?
Because the show, what I'm going to tell you, doesn't air till Thursday.
Okay. Oh, now we're in suspenders.
Oh, no.
Right, so let's go back to your Unbreakable, you and Rich. You do seem to make a lovely couple, can I just say that?
Oh, well, that's because Rich is really nice.
Yes.
And so, like, sometimes I have to be like, be nicer.
Yeah.
Do you have that with Cindy?
I can't say that right now because she stood right behind me. Cindy's literally right behind me, so I can't say anything disparaging about it.
I'm tapping. Three times, SOS.
I know, I'm tapping away. Please, she has me in a hostage situation.
I'll send jumpers around. She's
it's because
close.
I'm not in my normal... Oh, my God, now she's staring at me. Cindy does a very good death stare. Yeah.
Oh, my God,
look,
she's doing it now. Oh, my God, I just saw her. Oh, my God. Hi, Cindy.
It's quite intense, isn't it? Intense. Here's the weird thing.
What is that picture above your head?
That one. It's of two camp Austrian deer hunters, one of which has shot a deer but is now looking alarmed that somebody's going to steal his deer. I found it in a charity shop and it's so camp. They're wearing lederhosen. But here's the weird thing, our weird connection about Unbreakable as well. Cindy and I had a casting for that show too.
I know.
Yeah. Yeah.
Would Cindy have done it?
Cindy would have done it. Yeah, Cindy would have done it. So we would have done...
What's Cindy's proper job?
Cindy's proper job? Full-time carer. Aren't you, Cindy? Yeah. She's like that. No, seriously. That's the tap now going in the back. This is a very domestic episode of Let's Talk.
I quite like it. It just makes us feel like we're real people too.
We are real people too.
Not just voices down the end of some headphones, you
know? She's going to slam the fridge. Wait for it.
What's she making?
Oh, no, she gently closed the fridge door.
She's going to come for you.
I think it's like she almost doesn't take my career seriously. Anyway.
Do you?
Not really, no. So we had an interview. We had a casting for the same show as you. Can you imagine if we'd ended up on the same show?
I would have loved that.
My God. The irony being we didn't get Unbreakable because I broke myself.
I know.
I broke my shoulder, so we couldn't do it.
I'm kind of glad you didn't get it.
Why?
That probably means I wouldn't have got it.
If we'd ended up on the same reality TV show, I reckon we'd have been...
died in a good way.
But do you think we'd have been really competitive with each other?
No, because I'm not competitive.
Oh, I do.
I don't. I was more bothered about being like funny and charming. I think Rich was very competitive because he'd say to me, he'd be like, Stephen, you can't throw the challenges. And I was like, oh, God.
No, I'm with Rich. I'd be quite competitive.
I'm totally that. I'd be like, Cindy, do you want to go for a brew?
Okay, the other sound you can hear now is my geriatric Jack Russell eating his dinner. Can you hear that?
Is that true?
Yeah.
Oh, my God, I thought it was Cindy again.
No, he's tinkling away in his pan. Can you hear that?
Yeah, it's quite cute.
Yeah, it's his little... Oh, now he's having the water. Groucho Barks.
Oh, yes. That's a great name.
Isn't it? You're just rinking noisily in the background now. And this is all because my hotspots don't work. Anyway, so I think I'd have been really competitive. And actually, it's probably good that we weren't on the same show because it might have damaged our friendship. Because once I get into something...
But would you have been mad at me for not being competitive?
No, I'd have been happy that you're not competitive and therefore I would have overtaken you.
Therefore, it would help our friendship.
And that's how bad I am. I am the worst sort of competitive because I would go on the show going, I'm not competitive.
You're that sick out.
And been really stealth.
I think there was a few of those people on my show, actually.
I think Charlie seemed to be quite competitive.
Yeah, but they all claim they're not. And I'm telling you, everyone, I genuinely think everyone except me and maybe Lucy Weston and not competitive. Everyone else was like, oh, I'm not that competitive. And then be like, come on.
So let's go back to the jump that you had to learn Rick Astley's.
I don't know what the point of the song was either.
So then they took you off of the cherry picker and then made you bungee jump off.
Well, episode one aired and we were the to be continued.
Oh, you can't.
Will I do it or won't I?
You can't reveal?
Not till you've watched it.
Okay.
What do you think I would do it?
I think, knowing you the way I know you, Stephen, I think you're a very good negotiator.
Yeah.
And I think you may have been able to get away with not doing it because of your superior negotiating skills.
Obviously, I can neither confirm nor deny right now. But we'll revisit next week.
Quite
honestly, it was the worst thing because also, obviously, you do it in an order. So, like, Simon and Lucy did it, bang, amazing.
Yeah.
And they were like, Lucy went, well, I'm never doing that again in my whole life.
Yeah.
So I was like, oh, that doesn't sound like it was nice then. And she was like, because you go down, you don't just go down, then you come back up, and then you come down up. And I was like, cheers for this. And then Ra Ra and Charlie did it, and I can't believe they didn't leave it in, but I think it's because it's like 8 p.m. The noises Ra Ra was making were the funniest thing I've ever. Do you know when they're just dangling and they're waiting for them to like get you off now? Ra Ra was just like, oh, it's so funny. But her eye went bright red.
Oh,
like,
no.
Bright, like blood everywhere. Is it blood? I don't know. But it went red everywhere.
Like a bloodshot eye.
Yeah. So there was just nothing that was encouraging me to leave.
Oh, God. Because you can pop an eye bungee jumping.
Well, I'm glad I didn't know that at the time.
Well, you can pop an eye. Well, not pop an eye. Like, it won't just come out on sticks. But you can detach your retinas.
The hell? No one told me that.
I've heard of this before, where you can just sort of, where the snap up can be so extreme that your retina can displace.
Oh my God.
Yeah. Also, I'd imagine bungee jumping attached to somebody else, you could just clatter heads.
Yeah, I mean,
with Charlie, that's a lot of veneer to that's a lot of dental.
His hair
architect.
Did not move, Zoe.
It's incredible, isn't it? It's. Do you know what his
but
hair reminds
70,
me of?
You know.
Yeah, his hair reminds me of those fancy dress tam o' shanters that you get, like a Scottish outfit.
Oh yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
It's got the sticky up sort of gingery hair like that.
So when we arrived, we were getting changed, and our bedroom overlooked the courtyard, and I saw this thing in the distance, but I didn't have my contact lenses in, and I went, "Oh my God." They've got Rod Stewart and Penny Lancaster. They've got Rod Stewart and Penny Lancaster because I only saw the hair and I didn't see I didn't see Rara. I didn't see who. And I went, they've got Rod Stewart and Penny. And Rich went, Stephen, if they had Rod Stewart, you would not have been booked on this show. Which was fair.
He does look like a Rod Stewart looky-likey, doesn't he?
You would see him in the clubs doing an impersonation. It's really interesting, though, because I think people that watched it last week are like, what is this show? And it's one of the... I always hate first episodes because it's a lot of introduction, isn't it?
Being like, you got to get a lot out.
Hi, I'm Rob Beckett. I'm hosting the show. Why am I hosting the show? There's 10 minutes. Then there's Angela and Maria. We're relationship experts. This is why we're qualified to judge. And then you've got to introduce six couples and also explain that Shirley's not there yet. And so you go, bloody hell. But... we've seen more than what's aired so far. What I love about the show, in a way, it's like the challenges are all... It's interesting to me because everyone is focusing on the challenges in the press, people that are watching it. But to me, they're secondary to the show. They're just to give it a bit of je ne sais quoi. But that's French.
Thank you.
What I love about... Because also, this show came out of the factual department, didn't come out of the entertainment department. What I love about it is as it unravels, like next week, me and Rich talk about when we experience homophobia in the street.
Yeah.
And I think it's like a great episode. And I think if you're a queer person or in a queer relationship or you have kids that are queer or your friends that are queer, I think it's a really good one to watch because...
Yeah, it's real. It's real.
It's real. But also, and then it's like...
You.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, Simon Weston talks about what he's been through.
Yeah.
And, you know, obviously the difficulty that had not only on himself, which was horrific, but on his family. Denise talks about, like, living with addiction, and getting through addiction with Lincoln. And when Shirley comes, you know, she talks about mental health. She lost her brother to suicide. And so it's all that. And then I think the challenges are just to move the conversation along.
Sure, yeah.
But I think people are watching it for the challenges when it's like... But also, it's not really started yet. Like, this week, I think you'll watch it. I think people are going to fall in love with Rich next week. I'm not going to lie. And they should fall in love with him. He's lovely.
Are you concerned, then, after this show, that Rich will become more of a star than you?
Babes, I want Rich to be, like, the lawyer version of Judge Rinder. And I want to not work again.
That's, okay. I see where you're coming from.
So I have that dream for him. Because I really just want to not do anything. Yeah, I just want to go and, like, get dressed up for award dues and have my picture taken.
No, you don't, Stephen Bailey. No, you don't. I know you.
No, I'm so low maintenance.
No, you are.
I think I'm more low maintenance than you.
That's not true.
I think that is true. I think you just hide it better than me.
I am so low maintenance.
That is not... Where's Cindy?
She's gone to sort out my washing. I'm not even lying. She's got a whole tub of socks.
I think you're a secret diva.
No, I'm not. I'm not really.
What's the really about?
Okay.
Unpick that.
See, what would you consider to be high maintenance?
I think you love showbiz. I think you love wrestling. I think you live for the applause. I live for the applause, applause, applause. Do we have to pay for that?
I don't know. Well, you sang it so badly nobody will recognise it. That's the way you get around paying for copyright. I like attention. Yes, and I do notice that when I don't get attention, I sort of crave attention. And I think...
See, people would expect that from me, not from you.
Yeah, but you like attention.
You're classy.
Too.
I know, but I get it, so...
I mean, I get attention. I mean, I get more attention than I deserve, I think.
No, you get everything you deserve.
No, I think I'm one of those people that actually thinks they're more interesting than they actually are. You know when you
No,
pair,
you, know, you are pair, interesting.
You, know, you pair it back and you go, actually, there's not a lot there, is there really?
Oh, no, yeah. You're interesting.
I am the human equivalent of a... piece of theatre backdrop which looks like it's a sort of building, but then you get round the back and it's just held up with bits of wood and there's somebody sweeping up. That's what I am.
No, that's not true. I think you're very interested and you've got hidden depth and you can do everything. You're like She-Man. She-Woman.
She-Man, I am.
You are. You're always doing something. I don't do anything.
Well, I'm always doing something because I can't sit still.
Do you know when people say, you know, when you do these TV shows, they go like, what are your interests? Mm. And you're like, what do you mean? Like housewives. And they're like, no, like, what do you do when you're not working? It's like, now, what do you do? Like, you do loads. I do literally nothing.
You've got hobbies, haven't you?
Not unless
no,
I've forgotten.
Not. No, okay.
I literally work.
That's it, isn't it? You've come to the end of the list. Yeah,
I don't do anything else. Every now and again, I have a Taco Bell as a treat.
And you have a facial.
I do sometimes have a facial.
Do you have a manicure?
No, I find that a bit annoying.
Pedicure?
No, I don't like people touching my feet. I'm scared I'm going to kick them in the face. Although right now I should
like
do
a startled
it.
Pony.
Yeah, I
get that. Massage?
I love them. But if I won't call that, it's not like hidden depths, is it?
No. You spend quite a lot on your hair.
Too much. I'm going tomorrow to see my James.
And what are we having done?
You know, I just need a cut. I need my roots doing. I think I'm gonna go for a darker blonde as autumn is coming upon us.
Right.
As opposed to the lighter blonde I have in Unbreakable, currently airing on BBC One, 8 PM Thursdays. And repeated on BBC iPlayer.
You suit being blonde. What's your natural colour? Are you a little bit
rouge?
You're a ginger, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm a ginger. I always say my downstairs still looks like I've got a clown in a leg lock. I wish people could see the face you just did. You were like, what does that look?
I had an absolute deep visual there.
Yeah.
Deep visual.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, I love redheads.
Dear. Well, I'll date that then.
Yeah. I love redheads. I think redhead's beautiful. Beautiful. Mm. No, it's really beautiful. But you also suit being blonde.
I really do suit being blonde. I'm not even scared of saying it. I really suit it.
Yes, it looks good. Looks good.
Thank you.
You have a little touch of the 1980s Annie Lennox about you.
Oh, no. My friend says I look like Lauren Harries.
Looks like who?
Lauren Harries.
Who's Lauren Harries?
She was on Big Brother and Celebrity Big Brother and she was the art dealer kid.
Oh, okay. I'll have to Google that. That's one of my... pop culture references that doesn't immediately spring to mind.
So what did you think of Unbreakable? If it got a second series, would you do it?
Would I do it? Yes, it looked like fun.
It was fun. It really looked like fun.
It looked like joy.
I can't wait for the emotional bits to hit a bit more as well, because what I loved about it was being like, you were away for 3 weeks, but it had all the ebbs and flows. So it was like really fun. All the challenges were fun, apart from the goddamn bungee jump.
Was it 3 weeks you were away?
Yeah, and it was actually fun having Rich there as well. Like, I never even considered what it would be like to have him. Like, when I did Celebrity Coach Trip, it didn't even occur to me, oh, what would it be like if Rich was here instead of Brennan or whatever? Yeah. And it was great.
I have to say, everybody's other halves came across very, very well.
Yeah, I was so glad about that.
Not used to being on camera.
Yeah. and they have to go back to their proper jobs.
Yeah, no, like normal people. Wow, like how sad.
Human.
Oh, gosh. Oh, I can't even contemplate that. So 3 weeks is quite a long time. So you're lucky that you all got on.
Yeah, really lucky. But also, like, it wasn't filmed like Big Brother, so we weren't always on camera.
Mm.
And I think that helps, because obviously when you're on camera, you have to make sure you're articulate and you're still making a TV show. So it was like, you could, like I say, you could just sit there. I could kick Lincoln out of the bedroom and I could eat chocolates in bed with Denise. And, like, Richard go and watch the football with Simon Weston in the room that had Sky and stuff like that.
Right, okay. Am I allowed to say this, that you did a breakout at one point as well? You told me about this.
For McDonald's?
Yeah, you went for McDonald's.
Yes. There is. I shan't say whom, because it'll reveal.
Yeah.
But broke out and went to McDonald's.
I love that. I love that.
Oh, my God, I just revealed. Yeah, we might have to edit that out, Paul. This is what I will say.
Yeah.
We broke out one night.
Yeah.
And we went and had McDonald's.
I love that.
And that. But we just filmed a dinner party scene, so we were all done to our nines.
Oh, amazing. And where was the McDonald's?
I don't know, like some fucking service station near Cornwall. But you could see people be like, you could see people be like, is that? And it's like,
oh, brilliant.
Hi. Yeah.
Oh, that, you see, that's wonderful. I love that.
Yeah.
When celebrities misbehave.
It was so, but it was like one of my favourite things I've ever done.
Yeah.
And it makes, I don't know why, every time I do a reality show, be that Celebrity Coach Trip, Celebrity Five Go Camping, I've done a lot of these. I love them. There's not one. I mean, I think I would never choose one that I wouldn't like to do, like something that was too active, let's say.
Okay.
I would not perhaps do that. But like, if someone was like, do you want to do Celebrity Big Brother, Strictly, Dancing on Ice, I'd be like, hell yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
So what's on your wish list now then, Stephen Bailey? What's on your reality TV bucket list?
Well, I think the ultimate, I'd love to do Celebrity MasterChef. I'm so jealous you've done Celebrity MasterChef. I want to do it so much. I was with Kay Curd last night and he's just done the latest series.
Okay.
And I was like, ah!
Did he enjoy it?
Yeah, but he was saying how intense it was.
It's really intense.
You can't understand how intense it was. Like, you're up from like 5 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't end up doing one of his challenges till like 6 p.m, but you've been up since 5 and you're like, ugh.
Yeah.
How did you find that?
I found it really, really tiring. It was really, really long days.
Yeah.
And I found a picture of myself recently, sort of towards the tail end of my time on MasterChef, and I looked absolutely knackered.
Oh,
it was
my
exhausting.
God.
The other thing is I put on quite a lot of weight because I was cooking a lot at home. And what you discover with MasterChef,
to practice,
What you discover with MasterChef is to make anything taste better, you have to add a lot of salt and butter. So I was eating a lot of salt and I mean, butter, like you would not believe.
They're my favourite ingredient.
Oh, butter
and
everything.
I'm just Googling it now. Yeah. Zoe Lyons, Celebrity MasterChef.
Yeah.
And did you win it?
No, I got to the semi-finals.
Oh, you look so nice in that picture.
Oh, thank you.
2018 you did it, not that long ago.
Look, I had a full head of hair then. Oh,
that's so nice. Oh, you did it with Megan. Oh, no, you didn't do it with Megan McKenna. She was a different year.
No, I did it with Gemma Collins.
Oh, my God.
Yep. Very much like garlic takes a while to leave you.
What's on your bucket list to do?
Well,
wise. I hate navigating secret conversations.
I know. I don't think there's an awful lot left on my bucket list now, Stephen. Yeah, but again,
would you do Strictly?
I think I would.
Would you do Jungle?
See, the problem I have with like the Jungle is that it is such a popularity contest, and the idea of walking around with a number on your back is quite alarming. And I would probably have the least amount of followers and the least sort of profile of people in there.
But Joel Dommett did really well, and he went in that position.
He did. He did. Joel was blessed with a beautiful face and a cracking bod.
Oh, God. Sometimes when I think about him, I have to like
lie down. Anyway,
just lose a day.
So I don't know. I don't know. It's a tricky
one. What about Dancing on Ice?
No, definitely not.
Our friend Darren has just been announced on Dancing on Ice.
I know, yes. And we've got a couple of friends on it. But my agent did ask me if I was interested because they had sniffed about. And I had such a strong image in my head, Stephen, of me in tights and a tutu that I couldn't go through with it. I just couldn't go through with it. Are you familiar with the hippo dancing scene from the film Fantasia?
I actually am.
that's sort of what I had in my head. And I'm quite cack-handed and I don't have very good hand-to-eye coordination. And I don't think that should be put on blades.
That's what my concern is, the blades.
The blades. I don't like the blades.
I just don't think I'd be very good at it.
Have you ever been to one of those ice rinks at Christmas time where you sort of get the rental boots and try and
I use that penguin the kids use.
They use the penguin. Yeah, I don't think you can use the penguin on Dancing on Ice.
Not on Dancing on Ice.
And the idea of somebody lifting me over their head with my tutu in the air. No.
I love these reality shows, so I would like to do them. And I always think, do you know what? I've never left one thinking, what a dickhead. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
So, and I think you can't fake it in these reality shows. I think who you are comes out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'd be very nervous that a lot of myself would come out of that tutu.
No.
Yeah. No, it's not for me. That one's not for me.
I have to lose weight if I do another one now. Like, I keep seeing myself on TV and I was like, why on earth did you not start that COVID diet?
So when's the next episode out of Unbreakable?
Well, I don't know when we're airing. But okay. It's every Thursday at 8 p.m.
Right. And how many episodes are there?
6 episodes.
Okay, you've got prime time, mate.
Prime time, baby. And I think as the stories unravel of everyone, I think it's going to be really beautiful. Because next week is about mine and me and Rich being chased by scary boys for being homosexual.
Right.
And what I really like about, we did an interview for Pink News. Let me find the quote. Hold on. They gave this quote and I thought, oh, yeah, that is the point, you know. So let me just find it. Who did I send it to? Yesterday I sent it. Right. So it said in Pink News.
I love that you archive all your own bits of press.
Oh, no, I only because I sent it to someone yesterday.
No, I know you're archiving. It's all right. It's okay.
Listen,
yeah.
You're not wrong.
You're archiving.
Not wrong. Okay. Yeah. I even print off the 3-star reviews.
There you go.
It said, at a time when anti-LGBTQ plus hate crime is rising at unprecedented levels, having a space to share these experiences on a primetime BBC One show feels particularly important. It's also refreshing to see balance where these depressing realities are intertwined with such queer joy. Unbreakable highlights how the couple, who've been together for almost 4 years, are a heartwarming match. And aww. I thought, that's what's quite nice.
That's lovely.
Like, the topics. But sometimes I think, oh, I wish the challenges were more in the background because everyone's story could come to the forefront a bit more. Like, Denise and Lincoln are so fascinating and impressive to me, I can't even tell you.
Brilliant. Oh, well, I look forward to seeing it. I look forward to watching the next one. And I am, of course, rooting for you.
Thank you.
Of course I am.
Thank you. I want to host a reality show soon. I kept watching Rob Beckett all the way through the record, being like, oh, I wish I was there.
But you have hosted one. You've done Celebs on the Farm.
No, but now I want to do one on a proper channel.
Okay, well, let's make that happen. Well, listen, the more we do this podcast, the more weird stuff begins to happen to us. So listen, let's make that happen.
I'm telling you, I want them to bring back Celebrity Big Brother. I would love to do that.
You'd be good in that.
Who would be your nemesis? Like, who would be the worst person you could think of to put in Celebrity Big Brother with you?
I won't name any names, but I'll just say I aforementioned and did MasterChef with them. Oh. Yeah, couldn't. I'd break down a wall with my forehead. I'd literally break down a wall with my forehead and bare hands. Okay, Stephen Bailey.
Sure.
We've gone to that part of the show. I mean, what a grasp of grammar this girl has. We've got to this part of the show where we reveal our husband of the week. Have you got one?
I have.
Go on then, hit me with it.
Well, I'm going to have to pick my Rich this week because we're speaking about Unbreakable and we did the show together. And I was so impressed with him just being himself. Like, he didn't get swallowed up and get scared of the cameras, but he also didn't put on some weird act trying to be some sort of entertainer. He was just himself, and I thought that was very sexy. And also I'm going to say is, Gaze, if you listen to us, on the next episode, I get him wet, and you can see his abs. And you're welcome.
Oh, well done.
Yeah.
Who doesn't enjoy a wet ab? My husband of the week is my carpenter, Martin.
Martin?
Yeah, Martin's lovely. He's got very lovely eyes. And
someone called Martin.
You what?
Can't fancy someone called Martin.
I don't fancy him. I'm just impressed with his hand skills. He's currently
good with a bit of wood?
Oh my God, there's so much wood in my garden right now. So much wood. In fact, a lorry load of wood came. I was like, oh, I wasn't expecting
what
this
much wood.
What are you
getting done?
I'm having my decking and flower beds replaced. Yeah. I say flower
Someone's
beds, not
just
flower
got that
beds.
From a top secret project, haven't they?
Possibly. Couldn't possibly comment on that. I mean, I could tell you, but then very much in line with the show, I'd have to kill you afterwards. So, the money's
gone. Martin the Carpenter.
He's very good. I'm just always impressed with people that can do stuff because I can't.
I feel like that.
I can't hang a picture.
I feel like that about intelligence as well.
Yes, I imagine you would.
You're funny.
Oh, dear. Hats off to Martin. He's my husband of the week with his massive grinder and large amounts of wood.
Excuse me. Martin sounds like the dream, sweetheart.
Absolute dreamboat. So that's where we're at. Oh, well, I'm looking forward to watching the next episode of Unbreakable on BBC.
Thank you so much.
BBC One.
BBC One. Thursdays, 8 p.m. Although this week we're up against the MTAs.
Oh,
Jesus hates me.
No, and everybody watching that to see how Phil and Holly get through that. So that'll be interesting. So lovely. Oh, well, until next time, my friend. My reality TV star friend.
Oh, little old me.
We're making it happen for ourselves. I love this.
I pitched a show and the commissioner did not look like he was laughing at me because I went... Oh, if Unbreakable's a hit, couldn't we do a spin-off called Unbreakable Broken and talk about anyone that broke up after the show? And he was like, no,
no.
Stephen, that's not a good idea. And I was like, I think that's a genius idea.
I think it's a genius idea. Well, I hope you and Rich go from strength to strength on the show.
Thank you so much, and I hope to see you on series two.
Oh, yes, lovely. I'll be bringing my queer joy.
Do you have any?
No, not really. Not really. As always, my friend, delightful to talk to you. See you next week.
See you next week. Like, subscribe and all that shit.
Yeah, let us know. Give us a, drop us a line. We'll always reply. I'm very available.
You always say this. You always act like you have no work and then it's like, I'm only available on the 7th of December, 2024.
I know, I play it down.
You like the GP.
I'm very low maintenance. We know that now. Drop us a line. Say hello. Give us a wave. Until next time, thank you for listening to Let's Talk About the Husband. I've been Zoe Lyons.
I've been Stephen Bailey.
Reality TV Goodbye. Star.
Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye, my lover. Goodbye, my friend.
A podcast from producerpaul.co.uk.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Made by darkhorsedigital.co.uk. Shooting, live streaming, and podcast production.